It's time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with General Manager Greg McDonald. How are we doing today, Greg?
Yeah, going really well, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. Now, there was a contract awarded to upgrade some bridges recently.
Yeah, we've got about 16 timber bridges that need upgrading. We're doing them in two stages. So we let the first contract at the last council meeting for the first nine. We'll do the remainder in the new calendar year. So we've got a couple of months separation between the two contracts. But they will be replaced with concrete structures, so obviously more durable, less maintenance. It will minimise our costs going forward into the future by removing those timber bridges and actually give us better serviceability. You know, larger vehicles can use those bridges, whereas some of them may have had load limits on them at present. They won't have to have those load limits going forward. So,
well, of course, that was the problem with Allen Bridge, wasn't it?
Well, that's right, and it's still being assessed and repaired. That was because someone ignored the load limit on that bridge, unfortunately. But these new timber bridges these new concrete bridges will replace the nine timber bridges in that package. And as I said, there'll be another package of work go out in the new calendar year. So in about February or March, we'll be calling tenders for the remaining timber bridges.
So will they be all done at once, or will it be like one through to nine to just, you know, over a period of time to take care of them all?
It's awarded to the one contractor. My understanding, his preference or that contractor's preference will probably be to do some preliminary works, which will be done in parallel, but then they'll probably move from one site to the next progressively as they go through. So they might pour some headstocks at once and then move on to the next bridge and continue that. And once the concrete's cured, they'll come back and do decks. So that's probably the most logical way for them to do it. But being a contract, we'll leave that up to him or the contractor to determine the best way to do that.
Fair enough. Speaking of the roads, the roadwork on Sata Road has started and will commence for the rest of this month, maybe a little bit longer perhaps?
Yeah, that's right. Look, Sata Road's getting some heavy patching. So we go through the section of road, do all the heavy patching first. That's pulling out all the obvious and deteriorated sections where we know we have to fix the pavement, and then the entire road will get a reseal. I know some people have been making comment about the way it's been left. That's because it's a temporary surface that's on the road, because the entire surface will get resealed after all the heavy patches are completed.
Okay, and finally, I was having a look at the Upper Hunter Shire Council Facebook page the other day, and there's a virtual tour of Warbirds that looks amazing.
Yeah, look, I'm blown away by some of the computer graphics that you can go through, have a look at what the building will look like in its completed state. You get a real feel for the size of the building, and it, of course, it shows you how some of the building will be fitted out. If people haven't seen that, that's on our Facebook page. People can download that and have a look at it, view it on the Facebook page. Also on our Facebook page is an interview with one of our staff talking about the construction of the Warbirds facility. So two great videos on there for people to have a look at.
And of course, we're all eagerly anticipating the opening of that wonderful facility. Well, we're still looking at March next year, aren't we?
Yeah, late February is probably our best guess at this stage for the facility. But of course, we're looking at the Warbird over Scone in late March as our first big event. So the completion of the building will culminate with the event within about a month's time or thereabouts. So both coming to fruition about the same time next year.
Really looking forward to that. General Manager of Upper Hunter Shire Council, Greg McDonald, thank you very much for your time as always.
Not a problem, anytime.